Okay, let's be a fly on the wall and see what some of our friends are doing for Christmas. We'll do Ray Stevens' annual Christmas party first. Then we'll go with Asleep at the Wheel to Christmas in Jail. Michael Martin Murphy takes us to a cowboy Christmas ball. And Alabama invites us to their family Christmas in Dixie. There are two songs that don't say anything about Christmas, but they've always reminded me of Christmas. They talk about going to Grandma's house, and that's what I did on Christmas. Over the River and Through the Woods, and John Denver's Featherbed. Next, we have a song by Dar Williams about a couple of pagan ladies who go up to visit their Christian friends in New York City while they're up celebrating winter solstice. And the children have some pretty interesting reactions. Don't anybody take offense to this song. I think it has a good message, and it's pretty comical, too. The Flying W celebrate a Rocky Mountain Christmas. And then we're going to go to a pet shop and see what's going on in there. There are a couple of guys who aren't very happy about the Christmas they're spending. Lee Greenwood is in Chicago, and he's dreaming of a Lone Star Christmas. And the Gas House Gang Barbershop Quartet are in L.A., and they're dreaming about a white Christmas up north. Advertisers nearly drive us nuts at Christmas, don't they? It's so over-commercialized. Well, Stan Freberg has a pretty funny take on that. The last one we're going to play is my favorite recording of this particular carol. I heard it in 1988, and it's kind of been the way I open and close Christmas every year ever since I heard it. Stevie Nicks sings Silent Night. Enjoy.
Oh, it's the annual office Christmas party in the conference room. The annual office Christmas party for everyone from secretaries to tycoons. Just a casual soiree before we leave for the holidays. The annual office Christmas party, we close the doors at noon.
Hour one,
the hour of diplomacy. We drink white wine from holiday cups.
Hour two,
the hour of zoology. That's when the party animals show up.
Hour three,
the hour of decision, and wiser heads decide it's time to leave.
Hour four,
the hour of the heck with diplomacy, and some employees think it's time to heave on the boss in his new Armani suit. Rumble around the conference room while juggling citrus fruit. Throw cigarettes in trash cans, cook those little weenies in the flames. Make passes at a lady who's filed eight harassment claims.
Yeah, baby, how that you be going to bail?
Oh. Lead a chorus up, we are the world, while wearing a lampshade. Complain about the bonus and how poorly we are paid. Brag how he uses office phones for transatlantic calls. The restroom's occupied, but there's a palm tree in the hall.
Well, excuse me.
5 o'clock,
the hour of repentance. He begs for his job while down on bended knee. He holds the boss's hand and sobs,
"You know I love you, man."
Just before he passes out beneath the Christmas tree. Oh, it's the annual office Christmas party in the conference room. The annual office Christmas party for everyone from secretaries to tycoons. Just a casual soiree before we leave for the holidays. The annual office Christmas party with lots of colorful buffoons. We close the doors at noon.
Will somebody please take his keys and drive him home and wait till after the holidays to tell him about his transfer to Bosnia.
Christmas in jail, had a little too much to drink. I ain't got no bet, can't make no bet, and I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. I was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain, suit my car to 75, ran right into, you can guess who, and they say I'm lucky to be alive. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, they're singing down the street. While everybody's having Christmas turkey, they bring me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail, wore my shoes, I walk in the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wished I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Chain, one of the little balls in there. Eggnog, yeah, I'd like some eggnog. Yeah, I'd like to have some eggnog. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, they're singing down the street. While everybody's having Christmas turkey, they bring me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail, wore my shoes, I walk in the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wished I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
West Texas, where the Clear Fork waters flow, where the cattle are up browsing and them Spanish ponies grow, where the northers come a whistling and the old dust devils roll, and the prairie dogs are sneezing and freezing from the cold, where the lonesome tawny prairies melt into the airy streams, and the double mountains slumber in the heavenly kind of dreams, where the antelope are grazing and the lonesome plovers call. It was there that I attended the cowboy Christmas ball.
The music was a fiddle and a lively tambourine, and a big bass violin ported by stage from Abilene. Now the room was togged out gorgeous with mistletoe and shawls, and the candles flickered frescoes all around them merry walls.
Where the women folk looked lonely and the boys looked kind of tree, till the leader commenced to yelling,
"Hey boys, let's all stampede!"
And the music started sighing and a wailing through the hall. It's a kind of introduction to the cowboy Christmas ball.
The leader was a feller that come from Swenson's ranch.
Yep, they called him Windy Bill from Little Dead Man's Branch.
When he commenced to holler,
"Now fellas, stake your pen, lock horns with all them heifers,
and wrestle them just like men."
Salute them lovely critters, now swing them and let them go, and climb the grapevine round and round, now hands all do-si-do. You mavericks join the roundup, just skip the waterfall. Boy, it was getting active at the cowboy Christmas ball. boys were tolerable skittish, and the ladies powerful neat. That old bass violin music made us jump in with both feet. That wailing frisky fiddle I never will forget. And Windy Bill kept singing, and I believe I hear him yet.
Oh yes, boys, chase them squirrels, cut them to the side. Doc Hollis to the center, oh, now Crossbeat Charlie's bride. Around you, gentle kittens, now rope and balance all.
Oh. Hey, it was getting happy at the cowboy Christmas ball.
The dust rose fast and furious, and we all just galloped around.
Till the scenery got so giddy that Z-Bar Dick went down. We buckled to our partners and told them to hold on, and shook our hooves like lightning until the early dawn. Don't tell me about cotillions or polkas, no siree. That whirl in Dancing City, it takes the cake from me. Oh, Bill, I won't forget you, and I often will recall that lively gated soiree called the Cowboy Christmas Ball. Oh, no, I won't forget it, the Cowboy Christmas Ball.
Tonight. It's windy in Chicago. The kids are out of school. There's magic in Motown. The city's on the move. In Jackson, Mississippi, to Charlotte, Carolina, and all across the nation,
it's a peaceful Christmas time. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. And from Fort Payne, Alabama, Merry Christmas to
the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through white and drifted snow. Over the river and through the woods, oh how the wind does blow. It stings the toes and bites the nose as over the ground we go. Everybody now.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through white and drifted snow. Over the river and through the woods, oh how the wind does blow. It stings the toes and bites the nose as over the ground we go.
Over the river and through the woods and through the barnyard gate, we seem to go extremely slow, it is so hard to wait. Over the river and through the woods, now grandmother's cat I spy. Hooray for the fun, is the pudding done? Hooray for the pumpkin pie. Hooray for the fun, is the pudding done? Hooray for the pumpkin pie.
Hooray!
When I was a little bitty boy, just up off of the floor, we used to go down to grandma's house every month in the snow. We'd have chicken pie and country ham and homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole wolf to cross for the tick. And it'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny'd sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I'd know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole wolf apart for a tick. They'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we'd stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on grandma's feather bed. Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love granny and grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou. But if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said. But I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road, for grandma's feather bed. I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road. Well, I best get that gal down the road. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for a tick. And it'd hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we'd stolen from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on grandma's feather bed.
called your uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number three. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. Was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian, but we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. And where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning, 'cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. Tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, really, no, don't bother. Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
Christmas on the snow-capped mountain ranges where the elk and bighorn play. I'll have a cowboy's Rocky Mountain Christmas on the trail with mountain memories of that first Christmas day. As I saddle up to ride, I'm reminded of the time when a little child was born so far away. How that baby grew to be the everlasting prince of peace, helping this cowboy to never go astray. I'll have a cowboy's Rocky Mountain Christmas on the snow-capped mountain ranges where the elk and bighorn play. I'll have a cowboy's Rocky Mountain Christmas on the trail with mountain memories of that first Christmas day. It's so beautiful to see the Rocky Mountains' majesty as the snow across the mesas starts to swirl. It reminds me of the night when the angels made their flight to announce the birth of Jesus to the world. I'll have a cowboy's Rocky Mountain Christmas on the snow-capped mountain ranges where the elk and bighorn play. I'll have a cowboy's Rocky Mountain Christmas on the trail with mountain memories of that first Christmas day. Though the bunkhouse beckons me with its warm serenity, where the Yuletide fire will burn throughout the night. Across the mountain range I'll ride, in the saddle I'll abide, with warm memories of Christmas burning bright. I'll have a cowboy's Rocky Mountain Christmas on the snow-capped mountain ranges where the elk and bighorn play. I'll have a cowboy's Rocky Mountain Christmas on the trail with mountain memories of that first Christmas day. Yeah.
bless you.
Thank you very kindly.
There's a blanket of white all over Chicago, and the bright Christmas lights bring a cheer to the air, and the Salvation Santa down on the corner is sure finding out just how much people care. The cathedral bells are ringing out carols. The last minute shoppers are singing along. In this two-bit hotel room, I reach for your picture. Lord knows that I'm missing my San Antonio home. And tonight I'm dreaming of a Lone Star Christmas, singing Oh Holy Night with that family of mine. I tuck the kids in early with hugs and kisses, then I drink from the fountain of your lips divine. Darling, I can almost feel your presence. God knows I'm dying of loneliness here. We must have patience, and things will be better, 'cause we'll all be together for Christmas next year. And tonight I'm dreaming of a Lone Star Christmas, singing Oh Holy Night with that family of mine. I tuck the kids in early with hugs and kisses, then I drink from the fountain of your lips divine. And tonight I'm dreaming of a Lone Star Christmas.
The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway.
There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, but it's December the 24th,
and I am longing to be up north. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Amalgamated Cheese. Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. While you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four bars of soap,
three cans of peas,
two breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Ah, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys.
Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy a man and show all the toys. Show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug. You get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers. Boy, don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas in its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe, o'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising, what's the use of compromising? Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Thank you.
Was it?